We sing the song that was just played, number 10, in your white book, number 10. Good morning. Without going into a lot of detail, the Mount of God is a holy place throughout Scripture in Jerusalem. We've already talked some about that place. We'll be talking more about it probably tonight. This is a place where David sacrificed. It's a place where Abraham sacrificed. It's a place where Jesus was sacrificed. It's the city, we refer to the city on the hill, Jerusalem. And there's great significance that God placed in that location, and it's not over. There's still future events, prophecy, where Jesus will return, and that will still be a central location and place, the mountain of God here on earth. And then there's, of course, spiritual connotations as well. And so when it's talking about the Mount of God that shall stand and not be moved through all of history, though there's been great war even to this day over that place that God has established, it still stands and it will stand according to his promises and prophecies. And so when we sing this song, there's a little bit of that imagery there, or a lot of it, regarding how God also causes us to stand and so forth. So that gives you a little bit of help if you don't even have an idea. Why are we singing about a mountain and what Zion? And so we'll learn more maybe about that history as the week goes on. But this is a great statement of faith and trust in our God. Why don't we pray this morning as we begin? Father, we thank you today for this day that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for rest. We thank you for health and for strength and for life today. Thank you, dear God, that you've called us once again to yourself. So we come. Lord, we pray that you would accomplish your purposes again this day, that your will be done throughout this camp, Lord, in our lives, from the youngest to the oldest. Lord, we pray for burdens and needs that are represented here today, even in our village and cottage, dear God, things that burden our hearts, things that maybe bring us fear and anxiousness, God. We pray, Lord, that you would bring help, that you would intervene, God, in matters where we don't have control and we don't have direction. God, we just need your help. And so, Lord, maybe there are physical needs in this place. And today, Lord, we look to you again for healing and for health. And maybe there are family needs, Lord Jesus, and relational needs. God, so many things that we've come with. But God, you've called us to bring our cares to you and to cast them upon you. You care for us. Lord, this is a day we believe that you will do great things in our lives. We believe you, Lord, for miracles today. We know that you are faithful. And so, Lord, we give you thanks in advance what you will do. We give you thanks for what you are doing and have done. Lord, you are so good. We pray throughout this day, Lord, you would be lifted up. You would be blessed, Lord, by all that we do, all that we think, all that we speak, O God, that your glory would be known in this place. So we commit our day to you, Lord. Speak to us by your word today. Speak to us by your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sing verse 3, number 10 in your books. Verse 3.
Though fierce the storm and fury mass, and awful thunders roar, the children of the mighty God are safe forevermore. Like the Mount of God, like the Mount of God, they stand secure like Zion's Mount. God, you are good.